Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear.
Hello there, folks. This is Smokey, the forest fire-preventing bear. Those singing friends of mine, the Sons of the Pioneers, have a song for you. But first, how about joining us on a little visit to a big star? Today, it's Miss Barbara Stanwyck.
God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. These words are given rich new meaning by the story of a little boy and a bear named Smokey. The story was told by an assistant state forest ranger in a recent newsletter of the California Division of Forestry, who wrote, "While handling the forestry booth at the fair, I had a most unusual experience. It was 10 o'clock at night. I had just disconnected the mechanical Smokey Bear and put out the lights of our exhibit when a young mother and three little boys appeared outside the railing. Two of the boys were jumping up and down in glee, as most children do when they see Smokey. The third little fellow clung to his mother's skirts, face turned away as she tried to console him by saying, 'It looks as if they are putting Smokey away for the night, honey. We will have to come back tomorrow.' Not wanting to disappoint any child, I turned the lights back on and started Smokey's voice again. It was then I saw the little fellow was blind. I brought him inside and let him see Smokey with his hands. He jumped up and down as happy as any normally sighted child. In talking to his mother, I learned there was no place where they lived for a sightless child to go to school. I contacted the County Office of Education. They found that there were enough children in the county to make up special classes, and now there is a combined school for the blind and the deaf children in that county. You never know what kind of contact Smokey will lead you to. That is the end of the story in the Forest Ranger's letter. Smokey, all I can say is, keep up the good work you are doing in all fields."
My hat's off to that forest ranger, Miss Stanwyck, for helping a little boy to see the blue sky way out yonder, as the Sons of the Pioneers would put it.
There's a blue sky way out yonder, that's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky way out yonder, that's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder that's a-calling me home.
I'm tired of roaming around, mighty tired, mighty blue. Somehow I never have found any place like the home I once knew.
There's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder, that's a calling me home. Calling me home.
Well, that's it for now, folks. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the Forest Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and this station you're listening to that make these get-togethers possible. This is Smokey and his pals, the Sons of the Pioneers, asking you to always remember, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.